Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I welcome you to the April 17, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I am joined by Pat Norman, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses we mention can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the Free Pod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now let's get started with this week's news.
There are 8 Level 3 electric vehicle chargers coming to Freeport as a result of a $320,000 grant to the city through the Illinois EPA's Climate and Equitable Jobs Act program. With this funding and $240,000 from ComEd for installation, the city will install 4 chargers each in 2 locations, the municipal lot along North Chicago Avenue in downtown Freeport and the city lot behind the Lindo Theater. Out of the total funding for this project, the city only needs to contribute $90,000, and the funds from charger users will come to the city. These Level 3 EV chargers will be highly visible on maps for drivers needing a charge, encouraging travelers to stop in Freeport. Right now, there is only 1 charger in Freeport, located at a local dealership promoted on maps. In other upgrades for city infrastructure, 70 incandescent and failing streetlights in Illinois Department of Transportation corridors will be upgraded to LED output, thanks to funding from the Department of Transportation and ComEd. These corridors include West Avenue, Galena Avenue, and South Street. This project will be completed by June, and intersections may be temporarily closed during the transitions. In additional news, Freeport was also awarded $65,000 through the 2021 Rebuild Illinois grant for installation of video security systems on the Pretzel City area transit buses.
Pretzel Fest is coming up next Saturday, April 26th. Which just happens to be National Pretzel Day. One of the many events planned for the day is the city's attempt to create the largest pretzel image created by humans and make history for Pretzel City, USA. To join in the fun, gather at the Freeport Arts Museum Plaza across from the Freeport Public Library at 10 o'clock a.m. and receive your commemorative pin for being part of the record-breaking attempt. At 10:30 a.m., a drone will capture the aerial image of the pretzel masterpiece for a once-in-a-lifetime photo to forever symbolize Freeport's identity as the true pretzel city. According to Katie Gintz, events and engagement manager at the Greater Freeport Partnership, the current record for people making a pretzel shape is 443 people in Germany. We know Freeport and all of our Midwestern friends will show up to blow that record out of the water, says Gintz. Continue the fun after the Human Pretzel event next Saturday with the Pretzel Fest annual celebration from 11 o'clock a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Throughout downtown Freeport, there will be pretzel-themed vendors, talented entertainers, and many family-friendly activities. As visitors enjoy all the fun in the downtown Freeport Festival District, they can purchase alcoholic beverages from participating restaurants and bars and carry the drinks with them as they explore the festivities. Dozens of boutiques, shops, and restaurants will offer pretzel merchandise and food options. Then, from 4 o'clock to 6 p.m., celebrate Freeport's German heritage and dance the day away at the inaugural Pretzel City Polka Fest with the best polka band in the Midwest, the Zweifel Brothers. Hosted by the Lincoln Douglas Society and the Greater Freeport Partnership, doors at the Freeport Masonic Temple will open for the event at 3:30 p.m. A cash bar will be available with special German-inspired selections from Lena Brewing Company and sausages, pretzels, and German fair food from the traveling chef. Tickets are $10 per person or $15 per couple and can be purchased at the door or online at www.eventbrite.com by searching on Pretzel City Polka Fest. After polka, it's time for punk. The final show of the Pretzel Pack Day is at the Winnishick Playhouse, where multiple punk bands will perform, starting with the Lobbin' Robins at 7 o'clock p.m. They'll be followed by Polka Punk Sensation from Chicago, then Dead Freddy, Flaccid Pickle, and Hot Lemon. A satellite bar will be provided by Mort's Bar and Grill. The event is open to all ages and tickets are just $10, available at the door or at Mort's in downtown Freeport prior to the event. Proceeds from the evening support the Winnishick Playhouse. For additional information and updates on all Pretzel Day activities, visit greaterfreeport.com/pretzelfest or contact the Greater Freeport Partnership at 815-233-1350.
At 6:30 p.m. next Tuesday, April 22nd, the League of Women Voters of Freeport will host a program on rank choice voting at the Freeport Public Library. Rank choice voting. What is it and how does it work? Will be presented by Barbara Lehmans, a League member from Wheaton, Illinois, who served on Illinois Task Force to study the concept of ranked choice voting. She will cover both the pros and cons of this idea, as well as its impact on voter turnout. The presentation is open to the public, and refreshments from the Full Circle Cafe at the library will follow the question and answer end of the presentation. That's Tuesday, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m.
A newly released list from World Atlas recognizes 9 Illinois cities and 1 village to recommend to their readers looking to avoid the hustle and bustle of big cities. The list notes Freeport's unique German roots and close-knit bonds between the townspeople. It also highlights lower home cost and community offerings like Pretzel Fest, performances at the Winnishick Playhouse, and outdoor nature settings such as Oakdale Nature Preserve. Other Illinois locations on the list include Mendota, LaSalle, Olney, and 6 others.
For the past 20 years, the Carroll County Farm Bureau Young Leaders have been committed to reducing food insecurity in Carroll County. In January, they collected donated corn that was sold. In January, they collected donated corn that was then sold to Eastland Feed and Grain to support this effort. And in addition to corn donations, the Young Leaders accepted monetary donations. The group raised over $33,000, which provided the county's food pantries with over $8,000 each, along with 110 pounds of ground beef for each location. An extensive list of all the contributions appears in the print version of this podcast. Thank you, Carroll County Farm Bureau Young Leaders, and all the generous donors.
The Salvation Army of Freeport will hold family night at 5 o'clock p.m. at their location at 106 West Exchange Street in downtown Freeport on Saturday, April 26th. This gathering includes dinner and a movie for families and individuals, as well as a spring and summer clothing giveaway of seasonal coats, pants, shirts, shoes, and other warm weather clothes. Parents must stay with their children during the entirety of this event.
Rain or shine, next Friday, April 25th, the Freeport Kiwanis Club and the Freeport Park District will host their annual Arbor Day tree planting celebration from 11 o'clock a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. at Crate Park. In partnership with Kiwanis K-Kids, Builders Club, Key Club, the City of Freeport, and Freeport School District 145, the public is invited to help plant trees and celebrate the spirit of community and conservation. This educational, hands-on event will rotate over 100 students through four interactive learning stations supported by the University of Illinois Extension staff and the Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance, with the Freeport Park District guiding tree planting. No registration is required.
A national award is heading to Freeport as FHN Memorial Hospital nurse Laura Mack has been chosen to receive an honor from the Preventive Cardiovascular Nurses Association. Mack received a heart failure award recently during a conference for the association in Orlando. The prestigious award recognizes a registered or advanced practice nurse who has demonstrated an innovative, successful model of primary or secondary preventive care for patients with heart failure. Mack currently is a coordinator for the cardiac remote monitoring team and has been with FHN for 29 years. Congratulations, Laura.
The Stevenson County Farm Bureau is collecting orders for Freeport Famous Raleigh products through noon next Monday, April 21st. Products will be delivered just before Mother's Day, and all the proceeds from this order support scholarships and the Stevenson County Farm Bureau Foundation to fund agriculture in the classroom. Order forms are available at www.stevensoncfb.org. That's www.stevensoncfb.org or by calling 815-232-3186. The Farm Bureau also wants to remind everyone of their Cubs versus Brewers bus trip on Sunday, May 4th. There are a limited number of spots left for the May 4th bus trip to Brewer Stadium. To learn more, visit www.stevensoncfb.org and click on the Upcoming Trips tab or call 815-232-3186.
Next Tuesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. First celebrated in 1970, the event was created to increase public awareness of the world's environment and has been commemorated over the years by millions of Americans through rallies, marches, and educational programs. Earth Day was the brainchild of Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin. And in July of 1970, following the first events, the Environmental Protection Agency was established by special executive order. Hope you can get out and enjoy all our planet has to offer next Tuesday.
With Easter coming up on Sunday, there are lots of Easter egg hunts in the area. Two you might like to check out are at Crate Park in Freeport and Joe Westwood Park in Pearl City. The Bunny Trail Egg Hunt, hosted by the Freeport Park District in Crate Park, is this year Saturday, April the 19th, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. The trail begins at the carousel and includes many fun activities, a petting zoo, and plenty of opportunities to interact with the Easter Bunny along stroller and wheelchair-friendly walkways. the Stevenson County Sheriff's Department, and Pearl City Park District is also holding an event on Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon at the Joe Westwood Park at 310 South Street in Pearl City, and is also sure to offer plenty of fun for egg hunters ages 12 and under. Both events are free and no registration is required.
As for the week ahead, we didn't want to overlook mentioning last week's Indivisible event at the Stevenson County Courthouse, which was attended by over 300 people. This was a very large group from our community who took the opportunity to make their opinions heard. There will be another event at noon this Saturday, April 19th, hosted jointly by the Area Indivisible Group, the League of Women Voters, and the local NAACP branch. For more information, check out the Indivisible Freeport public page on Facebook. We also wanted to be sure to let you know that this week's group working the Cup Food Brat Stand Friday and Saturday from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock is the Stevenson County Association for Home and Community Education. Take time to stop by each week and enjoy delicious brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches to support the community organizations raising funds for their good efforts. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there as well. And we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org, or by using their QR code that appears in the print version of this podcast.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday when FreePod and Timbec2 host Becky Connors spoke with Jamie Elliott of the Winnishik Players about their plans for the next theater season and several upcoming events. Next week, our in-depth interview features FreePod host Alan Wenzel interviewing another FreePod host, Tim Connors, about Polka Fest, an energetic, fun-focused addition to Pretzel Fest coming up next Saturday, April 26th. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, April 22nd, and be available for you to listen to then or at any time after that at your leisure. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform and search for FreePod to select the programs of your choice. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts as each new pod airs. You can also click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. As always, FreePod could not come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We are also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including our Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Pat Norman, here with Paulette Williams-Thomas. Thank you for listening, and happy Easter.